From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, May 21st. An exhibit at the 1078 Gallery in Chico blends cartoons, nostalgia, and self-discovery. Titled Local Citrus, the display was created by artist and Chico State lecturer Brian McNamara. It features ceramics of luchador figures that represent a time in his past when roaming the streets with friends and getting home before dark were the only things on his mind.
A lot of it was like us like going to 7-Eleven and like stealing candy and like wheezing the juice from the Slurpee machine, or like going to Home Depot, buying like broom handles and electrical tape and turning them into weapons and then fighting each other in the streets.
McNamara's collection is a visual journey into his youth in the 1990s.
Thinking back upon like that time is so like precious to me because it kind of felt so freeing, because you didn't really have like all of this adulthood to deal with and contend with.
Local Citrus is on display at 1078 until May 26th. And in other news, Plumas County Public Health is hosting several free training sessions on how to use Narcan, the common opioid overdose reversal drug. According to organizers, participants will learn how to identify an overdose, tips on how to help, and how and when to administer the nasal spray. Registration is not required, and participants will receive two free doses of Narcan. The next training will take place at the Plumas Sierra County Fairgrounds today at 1 p.m. And the Oroville City Council is considering whether it should require Cal Water to fluoridate the city's drinking water. Oroville and Cal Water have contended over the matter for 70 years. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, fluoridating, or adding fluoride to water, is done to help prevent tooth decay. City staff say it isn't required to add fluoride because it doesn't receive public funding for the service. The council will discuss this and other agenda items at its regular meeting at 4:30 this afternoon. And in similar news, Chico councilors will meet ahead of today's regular city council meeting to discuss the upcoming 2024-25 fiscal year. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports the proposed budget has a $31 million deficit.
City Manager Mark Sorensen told the Chico Enterprise Record this number isn't as concerning as it may sound. The paper reports a deficit indicated in the proposed budget is due to the timing between when funding will be available versus the planned expenditures. Sorensen said as of now, the balance for discretionary funding is above goal. Each department will make its case for its funding request for the 2024-25 fiscal year, which starts in July. Citizens may also give their opinions during the public comment period. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Councilors will meet at 1 this afternoon for a three-hour session ahead of its usual meeting at 6. The preliminary budget will not be finalized until the council's June 4th meeting. The North State had a wet winter, but that's no guarantee against significant wildland fires this summer. Back to NSPR's Ken Duvall for some advice from CAL FIRE about preparing for a worst-case scenario evacuation.
The Camp Fire, Dixie Fire, and other catastrophic wildland fires show just how quickly a small blaze can grow into a major conflagration, outpacing efforts to contain it. Being prepared for a possible evacuation is critical. Know your evacuation zone and sign up for emergency alerts. Every county has an emergency alert system that will deliver evacuation warnings and orders. Have an escape plan. Know the routes you can take to leave the area quickly and safely. Decide where family members should meet. And keep an emergency go bag handy. CAL FIRE has a packing list and other information for fire emergencies on its website. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, in state legislative news, legislation designed to make it easier to build interim housing for California's homeless population is advancing at the state capitol. Supporters say the Interim Housing Act would speed up the production of temporary options like prefabricated homes, which can be built much faster and cheaper than permanent housing. Elizabeth Funk is the founder and CEO of the nonprofit Dignity Moves, which builds interim housing.
The reality is that when people become homeless, they have to get on a waiting list for that permanent housing. And because it takes so much money and so much time to build that, they end up on waiting lists. They wait and wait and wait. And those permanent housing units are costing in California an average of $750,000 per unit. And that is if we can have the space to do it, don't get the pushback.
The state Senate unanimously approved the bill last week. It heads next to the Assembly. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, May 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.